Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
So...
Hot dog!
Sorry. There we go. All right. Hey, look at... Looky here.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Well, we're back. It's time once again for another episode of Stick It.
Stick It!
Mr. Biggs answers all your questions about blues, tapes, adhesives, sealants.
Yeah.
Anything that sticks.
Mr. Biggs.
Mr. Biggs can help you stick it.
I'm very happy to report to the people listening that thanks to your support of Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
Yet another glue and adhesive podcast has fallen out of the rankings. That's right. Chuck's Glue Podcast has stopped production, ladies and gentlemen. And I am thrilled about it. And I take credit for that. Because I'm pretty sure that we stole all, if not some, of his listeners. So thank you to the new listeners to Stick It.
Stick It.
If you're coming from Chuck's podcast, you got to understand we do things a little bit different here. I take your questions via email at biggscast@gmail.com. Answer questions about your projects involving glues and adhesives. And Roger and I have a little witty repartee where we talk about some of the news of the day regarding how to fix stuff with glue.
That's correct. Now, one thing we don't do, unlike Chuck's show, is we don't do Skype calls or FaceTime interactions.
There is a very good reason for that.
Yep.
There's a couple good reasons. First of all, I do not know how those work. And second of all, this is an audio podcast, and I don't want to see you. So there is only email at this time. So send in your questions to biggscast@gmail.com, or if you want, you can head on over to the website at askmrbiggs.com. All the ways to reach us on social media is there.
Yep, that's Facebook and Twitter. And be sure to follow us on those networks. Follow us, and we'll have all kinds of fun updates and information.
Well, you know, Roger gave it a try, and he failed a little bit there. What he's trying to say is you can go to the website, and all the places are there. That's what he meant to say, and he didn't. And once again, I'm going to request that let's not go off script. Let's go ahead and stick to the notes.
All right.
Because when you improvise, there's a problem where you get lost in the weeds, Roger. You get a little bit distracted with your own verbiage and your own phrasing, and you have a difficult time making it back onto the trail. I'm here to kind of swat you on the fanny and say, over there, Captain. Get back over there on the trail before you get eaten by a bear.
Fair enough.
Stay on the trail.
Fair enough. And speaking of staying on the trail, why don't we jump into some breaking news?
It's time for breaking news!
Breaking news.
Yeah, this is one thing that Chuck never did on his stupid glue podcast, because he didn't do it, and I do. This is breaking news, where we find a news story where something is broken, and I tell you how to fix it.
Stick It. One of the big differences between Chuck's show and our show.
Yeah.
We have breaking news and...
Yeah.
Chuck's show
Didn't I just explain that? I just said that, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah, Roger, just, you know, follow behind me. Follow my lead. I'll lead and you follow. It's a dance, Roger. It's a subtle dance.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll guide you through it. Breaking news today comes to us from Houston, Texas. A a Houston area restaurant's aquarium feature cracked during dinner and caused water damage in the dining area. Wendy Young, 58, and that means that she's 58 years old.
58 years old.
Yeah. Wendy was having dinner at Vietnamese restaurant. Wendy was having dinner at Vietnamese restaurant.
Vietopia.
Say it again. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'll read it up until that point, and then you say the name of the restaurant, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Wendy Young, 58, was having dinner at Vietnamese restaurant. Go!
Vietopia.
When she heard a loud bang, it sounded like something had fallen, and some screams followed. And I saw the water pouring out, and they were grabbing garbage cans and mops. And they worked on that for quite a while.
I would think so.
I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
They were still serving people who were sitting and had already ordered. They were able to keep really calm. I'm still not done, Roger. Just be quiet a second. I'm reading the news story. You're distracting me with your noises and your interjections. I mean, I wanted you to interject for the name of the place because I don't understand how to say those weird Asian words. They don't make any sense.
You want me to interject now? You had a kind of a pause.
Young said as the water rushed out of the aquarium, the employees of the restaurant placed trash cans to capture the water, mop up the floor, and retrieve the fish from the tank. End of story. So we got a fish tank at a Vietnamese restaurant that sprung a leak mid-dinner.
And from the sounds of it, it was a very, very large aquarium fish tank.
Well, they had to grab multiple garbage cans, so I'm guessing, typical garbage cans, what, like 58 gallons?
Yeah, 50 gallons, and, 50.
So I'm guessing that we're talking at least a 300-gallon, if not 500-gallon tank. Maybe even 1,000.
It's pretty good sized.
I'm going to have some water, if you don't mind. Hold on.
Let's talk of aquariums made you thirsty. Water running out of.
That's not true, Roger. The fact that my throat was dry made me thirsty. Had nothing to do with the story. Don't try to assume the causes of my thirst, because you'll often be wrong. Okay, so.
I'm thirsty, too, so I'm going to have some water. You go ahead.
This Vietnamese restaurant now has a cracked aquarium tank, and they're going to have to fix this before they can open up again, because I guarantee you, leaving those trash cans filled with tropical fish in the dining room is not an environment that people are going to want to come into.
No.
You see, when you got a Vietnamese restaurant, Roger, you're already swimming upstream when it comes to bringing people in because you got that horrible smell. The menus are very difficult to understand, and the food is often disgusting. So you want to make sure that the dining area is as inviting as possible. You don't want to leave trash cans filled with fish out in the open. So let's get that aquarium fixed. What do you say?
Yeah. I think that's kind of going to be that's got sort of unspoken. They don't want big trash barrels of fish.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Right. What I'm saying is
you use different words and different phrasing, but you said pretty much the same thing.
I just wanted to say.
Hey, Roger, do you have anything to add that is not identical to something that I have already said? Because that would be fantastic. You want to talk about the smell in the Vietnamese restaurant? You want to talk about that? Because I already mentioned that, too.
I haven't been there, so I can't really say that it smells. I would imagine after this sort of incident that it would get kind of smelly. The water on the carpets. That's
the smell of wet trash cans. Oh, now, those trash cans outside the Vietnamese restaurant already smell pretty bad. I can't imagine having them damp.
Yeah, again.
And inside the building.
I haven't been there, so I'm not sure.
All right, so we're working under the assumption that we got a single pane of glass cracked or broken in a rectangular fish tank. So, first of all, we're going to want to remove that sheet of broken glass, use some protective gloves to make sure you don't cut your hands. Maybe talk to the guys in the back that cut up all the sushi fish. They usually have special gloves they use to make sure they don't cut themselves.
I'm not sure sushi is a Vietnamese dish. I think that's Japanese.
Take all the sharp pieces of glass off until you've got the fish tank with the entire broken panel removed. Now grab one shard of broken glass, and I want you to head out over to your local glassmonger and hand it to him and say, "Hey, Chief, I need a new sheet of glass." And he can take that little piece of glass and hold it up to the light. He'll be able to match the thickness, make sure that it's the correct hardness, tempered, the correct dimensions. Make sure you measure how big of a panel you're going to need before you go to the glass guy, because he's going to need that information in order to get you a piece of glass. Because you're running a Vietnamese restaurant. You're not a glass installer. You're not going to have a glass cutter on hand. Or if you do, kudos to you, because that's a valuable tool. So after you got your sheet of glass, take that on back to your Vietnamese restaurant. Turn the closed sign on, because you don't want people walking in mid-repair while you're trying to fix this fish tank.
They may have a problem with that. They may want to, you know, stay open so they can continue their, you know, their income stream can continue.
After hours, then. Do it after you close or before you open in the morning.
Okay.
I mean, it's not hard. I mean, you people understand logic, right? I mean, they speak a different language, but they're not dumb.
No.
Or are they? I don't know. It's so hard to understand them, and it's frustrating. I think if they just slowed down a little bit, I would be able to understand a little bit better.
Well, that's night now. I don't think so. But anyway.
All right. So after you've removed all the broken glass, I want you to scrape down all of the edges of the missing panel area with a razor blade. Get all the old silicone off there. Just remove the pieces of glass and silicone that were there before.
Before laying down anything, clean off your surface. Get it good and clean. That's something that you always say, and it's a good axiom to live by when it comes to gluing and sealing and taping.
It's the third axiom, Roger.
It's the third?
Surface preparation.
There we go. There we go.
Write that on a rock.
Okay.
All right. So now that you got it all cleaned off, you're going to want to lay down a bead of silicone all the way around the remaining panels, just along the edge. And then down to the bottom, across the bottom, up the other side. I would recommend DAP silicone.
Okay.
The clear aquarium sealant. It's a good solid brand that you're going to find anywhere. It's easy to find. It's not too expensive. It is a little bit stinky, which is not a bad thing. The stinkier it is, the better it works.
Oh.
Axiom number 7.
We're learning a lot. Which isn't to say we don't normally learn a lot. I'm just, this whole axiom number system is not something I was familiar with. Maybe we should have like
Roger, a
show.
Yeah. Roger, why don't you get back on the trail for me?
All right. Okay.
Back on the trail. All right. So you're going to want to put all that silicone back on the fish tank and raise the new sheet of glass up into place. Maybe have one of the busboys come over, hold the glass in place, because it's going to have to sit there and cure for at least 12 hours.
So
both hands on the panel of glass, applying light pressure, not too much pressure, because you don't want to have too much squeeze out of silicone at the union of the two panels on either side.
Now, the busboy holding the glass, does he have to stay there the entire 12 hours, or could they work in shifts?
If they can do it in shifts, great. If you've got one guy that's got a lot of upper body strength and maybe is a real go-getter, looking to move up in the organization, work his way up to, I don't know, dog cook or whatever it is you have in the back. Have him do it. This is a good job for him to prove himself, prove his worth. Do honor to his family.
Right, right. Well, I guess my point was they need a person to hold it for 12 hours, whether it's a busboy or a future cook. They need somebody to hold it for 12 hours.
Or I suppose you could tape it in place, too. You could put a couple strips of gaffer's tape around the corners.
There we go.
Yeah. And when you put the gaffer's tape around the corner holding the panel in place, here's a quick tip from Mr. Biggs. It's a Mr. Biggs quick tip. We do not have a sounder for that. I would like to have a sounder for that.
Maybe after we get the email sounder, we can do the quick tip sounder.
There is no email sounder. But there will be a quick tip sounder, and today's quick tip is when you're putting on a piece of tape for the purposes of holding something in place while you glue it, take a little bit of the tape and dog ear it, about a quarter of an inch, before you put it on the glass. That way, when it's time to remove the tape after the silicone is cured, grab that little flap of tape and pull it off instead of having to scrape it with your fingernail. That's Mr. Big's quick tip.
Quick tip. It's a tape hack.
After the silicone is cured, you're going to want to grab a hose and fill that back up with water. Put some fish back in. But do not use the fish that were in the trash cans, though. Those stinky Vietnamese restaurant trash cans are probably diseased and filled with cat blood. And those fish that have been swimming in there are disgusting and likely diseased. Buy some new fish, put those fish into the newly fixed aquarium, and take the diseased trash can fish and drag it back into the kitchen and put them on the specials board for the next day's luncheon. Do they have lunch in Vietnam?
Sure, yeah.
Do they have a breakfast, lunch, dinner schedule?
I think what they often do at these restaurants is they sort of accommodate American eating schedules.
Yeah.
Have a lunch schedule and an early bird specials and and dinner specials and cocktails and flaming desserts and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that the answer would be yes.
Okay. It'd be a shame for those fish to go to waste. So you do whatever you think is best, and that's how you stick it.
Stick it.
This has been breaking news!
Breaking news.
Yeah.
And that is how you stick it. It's not inappropriate to say that.
I just wanted to make sure I did it in the correct order, because I think one of the downfalls of Chuck's glue podcast is it was disjointed, confusing, and difficult to follow.
Right, right. He didn't really have any kind of proper formatting or...
Yeah,
no.
Excessive use of profanity, and
I don't know.
He was very misogynistic on that show, just always with the comments. You're not going to find any of that here, so listeners, this is a safe space. Welcome to Stick It with Mr. Biggs. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll stay a while. I hope you'll stick with us. Hey, Roger.
What's that?
Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
I just thought of that. It just came to me.
Just right then?
Yeah. It was just stick with us.
It's a good one. I like it. I like
it. Yeah, I know. I know. It totally works. It just came to me. I hope that they'll stick with us. That's the kind of fresh improvisation you can look forward to on Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
See,
I like wordplay. I make no excuses for it. I'm a wordsmith, and I enjoy the spoken word and giving advice to people, and it's my calling.
It's
and
a
that's
good,
why I'm here.
It's a good combination, and It's the sort of thing.
Roger's here too. Roger there. He co-hosts the show. He sometimes talks too. So
I kind of like
you've got that to look forward to.
I kind of like to think that I'm the coxman. I'm the coxman of the ship, and you do all of the rowing, and I just basically say
dirty things and suggestive things. Which was the downfall of Chuck's show. And I don't understand why you find the need to drag us down with him, Roger. Just please, watch the language. Families and children listening, lots of them. I know for a fact that Mrs. Johnson listens with her young daughter. I know that for a fact because she told me once that she listened and she was surprised to find out that it was a glue podcast because Roger keeps saying dirty things.
Well, Mrs.
Please stop.
Mrs. Johnson, let you and your daughter know that it's time once again for email.
All right, mark the recording right here. This is where we will be cutting that portion out, and we'll be going directly to listeners' emails where I answer questions about glues and adhesives.
Well, I'd like to talk about that.
We'll go right from that point to this point.
I'd like to discuss that after we're recording. I think we can maybe come to a compromise on that. But
if you want to send us an email, you can do that. If you've got an email account, you can use that. And type in the address BigsCast, which is a word. It's a word that works, and you should not be afraid to type it. And if Spellcheck tries to change it, you go ahead and say, step aside. I know what I'm doing. It's BigsCast with two G's at gmail.com.
And if you type everything correctly, you will not your email system send it back to you.
If it does get sent back to you, just go ahead and type it the right way and send it to me. That's how you do it.
That is correct.
It's not hard. It's email. It's been around for damn near 10 years, people. Come on. You should know by now how to do this.
Well, we've got an email fresh out of the email sack, and it goes like this. It says, "Dear Stick It Biggs, hi, Mr. Biggs and also Roger. I have a large plastic insulated mug, which I use to store beverages for long periods of time at a desired temperature. It holds 52 ounces of liquid at a temperature for up to 8 hours. Or at least it used to until the lid broke. The lid of the mug is also made of a thick plastic that creates a tight seal over the top of the mug.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be pressed into place rather than screwed on.
Then you press it on.
Right. Yeah, no screwing, just like a rubber seal. However, removing the lid via the grip tab causes the lid to flex slightly as it is removed.
Why? But, so the cup is made out of rubber? I don't understand.
No. Let's get through the whole thing and then we'll touch on your questions. Removing the lid via the grip tab causes the lid to flex slightly as it is removed. Over the years, this flexing.
I have so many questions I want to ask them.
Okay. Well, just. We're almost through. Over the years, this flexing action has weakened the plastic until a crack developed the last time I tried to remove the lid.
All right, you said plastic.
I would like to glue it back together, but
said plastic that time.
I would like to glue it back together, but I'm not sure what adhesive would be food safe and be able to withstand the liquids of varying temperature that I might contain in the mug.
Yeah.
Can you help?
Yes. Yes, I can.
This is Kevin in Austin, Texas. All right. Let's help Kevin out.
All right. Okay, good. So that's the end of the email. All right. Question. Is this mug made out of rubber?
Large insulated mug.
Yeah.
Stores.
Meals, I know that part.
Lid of the I mug know. Is also thick plastic. Creates yeah. a tight. I think I yeah. said the seal of the lid was rubber. I didn't say the mug was rubber.
Okay. Well, that threw me off. That threw
okay.
me off.
There. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
All right. So if it's made out of plastic, what kind of plastic is it?
The lid?
The lid, the mug, any of it. What kind of molded thermoplastic are we talking about, Roger? I need to know.
He doesn't really get into that. He just says thick. Thick plastic.
Okay, well, you know, thick is not going to help me. Turn the mug over on the bottom of it. There's a little triangle made out of a bunch of arrows. And inside the triangle, there's a number. I need to know what that number is. What is it?
He going through the scanning. You know, I don't think he...
All right, Roger, you're of little help in this situation.
But I just don't think he mentioned it.
I've got a travel mug right over here, and I'm going to use this as a stand-in, a proxy for his mug. And I'll just take a look at the bottom here, and my mug has a... I can't read this in this light. Take a look at the bottom of this mug and tell me, inside the little triangle, what's the number in there?
That is a 5.
5. Okay, good. Now we're cooking with gas. All right, let's assume that your mug is a 5 as well. That would make it polypropylene, molded thermoplastic mug. And if you've got a top that just snaps on and it started to crack... Oh, you are in trouble, Charlie. Once thermoplastics start to stress at a point like that over time from multiple usages, it's very rare that you're going to be able to mend that sufficiently. You might be able to mend it temporarily, but my experience has been when you've got a stress point like that on a molded thermoplastic, the best bet is to throw it away and go get a new promotional travel mug. But that is not my answer.
No.
That is not it.
That's kind of the easy route right there. And you...
Well, that's the correct route. That's what he should do, because that is the best route. But since he asked, we're gonna tell him how to stick it.
Stick it.
Head down to his local Wawa and get just get a new, like you said, just buy a new... I think they you get 3 free refills if you get one of those.
Once you get a stress fracture on a piece of polypropylene, it's even if you glue it, it's likely it's going to propagate elsewhere because that stress has to release itself, especially
sure.
with a friction-fit lid like that. It's constantly being stretched ever so slightly over the lip of the mug and then stretched again when you remove the lid. But let's give this a try. You got a crack... Right by the tab, so we're gonna need to. It's gotta be a little flexible in order to handle the repeated removing and reapplying of the lid. So I'm gonna suggest a contact adhesive 3M Fast Bond 30 NF.
I see.
Go ahead and use a toothpick to apply that. Open up the crack a little bit by flexing the lid ever so slightly. And use the toothpick to put a little bit of the Fast Bond into the crack and then release the lid and let it cure. It probably would be as strong as it's going to get inside of 4 hours, but let's leave it overnight.
Sure.
And from this point forward, there is no washing of the lid. It could probably handle it, but let's not risk it.
So
keep it out of the dishwasher. Keep it out of submerged liquids. It's not poisonous or anything, but I'm afraid that that bond is not going to stay in a wet environment.
So that from that point forward, no washing of the lid.
Just to be on the safe side, yeah.
Okay,
let's go ahead and, this is now a decorative mug only.
Right, okay, well.
Now, if you don't have any Fast Bond, another thing you could do is... grab an old butter knife from the silverware drawer, and maybe like a propane torch, and use the torch to heat up the end of the butter knife and press it into the crack on the outside of the lid. Just kind of wiggle it back and forth to try to smear some of the melted plastic over the crack on either side, back and forth in a zigzag pattern.
Oh,
we're trying to melt that crack closed. If you do that enough times and let it cool so it solidifies again sufficiently, and then go back over it, do it again, mixing up the scrapes and swirls that you made over the last pass a couple of times, you might get it to the point where you could use it again. But it's going to look ugly, though. It's no longer decorative. You're not going to be able to put it out on your counter and say, hey, look at my beautiful mug. It's got this horrible scar on it.
It's probably kind of embarrassing to have it in your cup holder in your SUV as well. I mean, assuming that, you know, you don't drive alone all the time.
You're always trying to personalize this, aren't you?
Then again, I mean, if somebody is willing to let this happen to one of their lids, the chances are they really don't drive around with anyone.
If you don't have a butter knife to try to meld it back together, you can always use a soldering iron. Don't use your good soldering iron, though. I want you to use your backup soldering iron, because you're not soldering with this. You're using it to melt plastic, and it's going to gum up the tip, and no amount of re-tinning will be able to bring that tip back. So use your auxiliary soldering iron.
The one that you had a long time ago and you replaced with your new one.
Yeah, you had like a Hacko that you used, but then eventually you upgraded to a Weller and you put the Hacko in the junk drawer and you said, yeah, it still works. I might need it someday. Well, guess what, Chief? Today's the day. You're going to fix that mug. Just melt that crack back together and don't show it to anybody, because it's horribly embarrassing to be drinking out of a mug with that disgusting melted scar on it. And that's how you stick it.
Stick it.
Stick it.
With Mr. Biggs.
And that's really, like we mentioned earlier, that's, you know, option two. Option one would be to get a new mug.
Incorrect. Option number one is to glue it back together with some 3M Fast. No, wait. Option one is get a new mug.
Right.
Option two is 3M Fast Bond contact adhesive 30NF. Option three is use a butter knife with a propane torch and melt it back together. Option four is use a auxiliary soldering iron. Why am I going through all of this all over again, Roger? Didn't we do this already?
I just wanted to reiterate the first, the cheapest and the easiest fix would be.
Roger, podcasts are recorded, and if people have any confusion, they can pause the show.
They
can rewind it. They can go back and listen to it again. There is no need to repeat yourself over and over again.
Well, I don't.
Now tell them the email address again.
I don't really like to think of it as a repeat. I like to think of it as a recap. So I'm not really necessarily repeating the information verbatim. I'm condensing it. And you know, and just in case they sort of got confused, just sort of, you know, give it a very short and sweet review.
Review, okay.
Well, just
all right. Let me do a little short and sweet review of my own. I already talked about that stuff. If you missed it, rewind it and then do it again. You can listen to the podcast as many times as you want. So there, that's my recap, and that's how you stick it.
Stick it.
With Mr. Biggs, a podcast about glues and adhesives.
The website to visit is askmrbiggs.com. From there,
two G's and Biggs when you type that out, right? B-I-G-G-S.
And send us an email for the email question portion of the podcast. And if you don't have a computer, desktop or laptop or whatever, just head on down to your local public library.
Okay, well, the podcast is over, so thanks for tuning in. Roger's going to do his own podcast about libraries and things that people do in them at another time.
Stick it.
Thank you to all of our Patreon supporters like Gerby Adams, Antonio Gerbell, Matt Hemberson, Michael Wayne, and Mark Suritelio. If you want to support the show, go on over to askmrbiggs.com/support or visit your local library.
Stick it.
Don't talk about library stuff, Roger. It turns people off. Library people are not stick-it people.
You know, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Well put. It's the first wise thing that you've said today. Nice job.
All right, well, we're going to catch
Thanks
you later.
Thanks for coming in. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. I'll just put the Diet Dr. Pepper into your fridge, and maybe we'll have some next time.
Stick it.
All right, Roger. That is off-air talk. That is not... We don't need to talk about that on podcast, so don't bring that up. So, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Podcast over. Got two things that need to be stuck. If you tried to use epoxy but you had no luck, how do you stick 'em? I'll tell you how. Stick it with Mr. Biggs. Yeah, all right. Tapes and glues. Tune in to the podcast with Mr. Biggs and Roger and the breaking news. We got the solutions on our podcast feed, talking about adhesives and what you need to succeed with your glue-ups, gluing stuff to other things and what to squirt in between and junk like that. If you got two things that need adhesed, don't try to clamp it all together held between your knees. How do you stick 'em? I'll tell you how. Stick it with Mr. Biggs. Take it, Roger.
Here, right here, now is my
part. Yeah, this is your part of the song. Go ahead and sing.
My name is Roger, and I'm part of the show. I read your emails.
No, Roger.
I don't.
Stick it with Mr. Biggs. Roger, what happened back there? You didn't sing.
You know, I'm not really comfortable singing if I didn't...
You didn't sing your part, Roger. Now we got a big hole in the middle of the song.
I don't sing.
If you got two things that need to be glued, if you tried to use some duct tape but it stuck to your shoe, how do you stick it? Here's a clue. Try stick it with Mr. Biggs.
Stick it with Mr. Biggs.
Stick it.
Stick it
with Mr. Biggs.